Unit 38, that's a 10-1, the TAP 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the listener and viewer, get to know a little bit about us, the men and women with the Newport News Police Department. I'm starting the show today because I wanted the first words for Morgan to everybody to be what he did last week. You want to tell everybody what you did?
Yes. last week, I retired from the Newport News, Virginia Police Department.
Officially done.
Yes, officially I am done. Officially finished serving with Newport News after 35 years.
In that capacity.
In that capacity, that's correct. But I will continue to do this podcast with you.
I get to keep my partner. Thank you, Tess.
Which gives me great joy until I can no longer do it. So I'm happy to be here. I had my retirement ceremony last week. Both of you were here. It was an absolute joy. I was very humbled by the amount of people that that were there to show their support. My entire family was there, minus a couple that couldn't make it because they didn't feel well. But it was an absolute joy, and again, very humbling. I'm very, very grateful for all the support I've received over these 35 years. And who thought when I started on June 25th of 1990 that I'd be sitting here on a podcast? So
1990. I'm just going to throw it out there that I was seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seven.
Thanks, Melissa.
Eight.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Eight, seven and eight. All right.
Let's introduce our guest
let's
today.
Move fast.
So that we can really get into this because you're over here being humble. That thing was packed last week.
It was packed.
We couldn't even get in the door.
Standing room packed. It was incredible. I think we were just talking about how we didn't even bother staying after to tell you congratulations because it would have been hours later before everybody got through. And we thankfully get to see you continuing this podcast. And we'll see each other at the games.
Thank you. And I appreciate both of you being there. It was very unexpected to see that many people there.
It was incredible. It's just a testament. Everything everybody said about you was 100% accurate.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was the truth. All right. Tell the people who you are, girl.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Jessica Collins. I am... been with the Newport News Police Department for this past May, 23 years. Mm. And I'm currently the lieutenant that oversees internal support services, which includes recruiting, property and evidence, the records division, plus any other assignment they give me. Workman's comp, safety, OSHA.
All of the things.
All the things.
All of the things.
All right. Other duties as assigned.
Right. And you didn't obviously start there.
I did not.
And interestingly enough, you did not start as a sworn law enforcement officer.
No, I did not. When I started in 2002, I started as a dispatcher down in communications. My brother was a police officer here from about 1994 when he went to the academy until December 31st of 2001. So he left right before I got here, and he introduced me to dispatch and was like, oh, you should try this, it's pretty cool. And I put in and I loved it, and then I did that for about 2.5 years, and I just heard the officers having such a blast on the radio, like chasing people, and I was like, I want to go chase people and catch people too. So I decided about 2.5 years later that I was going to give it a shot because I didn't want 30 years of a career in communications to pass by, and I never tried. And now I'm more than 20 years sworn and still loving it.
And here you are, a lieutenant.
Here I am.
Right. And you oversee the very division that was responsible for hiring you.
Yes, that's true. Yes, things have definitely changed since then. But yep.
Come full circle. Yeah. All because of FOMO.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
How many different places have you worked within? Just briefly, if you can kind of give us a summary.
I've worked patrol in all three precincts and all three shifts as a officer and as a supervisor. I've been in property crimes. Back then, they did robberies, burglaries, stolen vehicles, and whatnot in the precincts. I've done pawn shop, economic crimes. I've been in training twice, once as an officer in charge of the basic law enforcement classes, and then I came back as a sergeant as the assistant academy director, which was my favorite two assignments for sure. That was definitely my passion, doing some teaching there. And then I've been I was on the TAC team for several years, and I'm currently the commander now of the crowd management unit.
Wow. So you have had an opportunity to move around.
I have. I've had a very wonderful career here.
And that's what keeps the interest alive.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Probably been the longest now in this position for almost 4 years now. A little more than 3.5. And it's been a minute. But between that and training.
Right.
Those are my longer assignments. Yep.
And your brother was here with us. And yes. Then he went on to the federal.
Yes. Yes, he's an FBI agent now locally, which is kind of fun. So he'll call me and say, hey, can you look into this for me? Can you do surveillance on this? And so it's nice to kind of feel like a real police officer again sometimes, and then just to run around with my brother, which is fun.
Him showing up on robberies, man.
He does, because he handles a lot of the bank robberies around here. So you'll be on a scene and then it's like, oh,
what are you
doing?
Here.
What's up, brother?
How are you?
So I hate to admit it, but he has been a huge influence on my career here. We actually graduated the police academies exactly 10 years apart. I feel like maybe the fact that when he was going through the academy and I was only like 12, 13 years old, and he would practice his defensive tactics on me in my mom's living room.
Talk about muscle memory.
Right, exactly. So I was like, oh, TT's cakewalk. Because, you know, we were always fighting that way.
Right. And then later you became an instructor.
And then I became an instructor when I was in the academy as well. Yes.
Shocker.
That is awesome. And you worked all three precincts.
I have, yes.
Wow. Now, Melissa, you and Melissa work together.
Listen, if you pop the lid off of this, it's like you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Exactly.
You do it.
We've got some stuff we can talk about.
We're going to be here for
a while. Sounds like you had some fun together.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We were officers together. We were sergeants together. We did undercover work together. Fought off cockroaches together.
Oh my gosh. Not the cockroach story. If you tell the cockroach story, I'm going to tell the hitch story.
Well, I kind of feel like I feel like the hitch story is such a perfect example of our relationship and our friendship, especially back then.
So I have to tell the hitch story then. I don't even know how we got there. We're riding double in Central.
Oh, I remember.
We were officers at the time working for Sergeant House, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we wound up out on a call for service, and we clear the call for service, and she's just in the car. We're riding double, but you were passenger, I was driving.
Correct.
And she just keels over. She's like, oh, something's not right. I'm not feeling well. And her head goes back, and all you see is everything is inflamed. So I think it was at a cat house.
We went to a domestic call between a mother and a daughter, and they would not come outside, and they had so many cats, and I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, wow.
So Jessica was hurting afterwards, and they refused to come outside. I could just feel the itching, and yes. Wow.
At one point, it sounded like she was getting ready to spit up a hairball. It was so bad.
Yes, Kiki saved my life that night.
So we're on Jefferson near J. Clyde, and when her head goes back, I see everything is red and inflamed on her face. It looked like a sunburn. Wow. Everything looked like a sunburn, and everything started to swell. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I remembered in the movie Hitch, when it happened to Will Smith in Hitch, it was like, I gotta get some Benadryl in her.
Right.
So 5 minutes later, cut to Jess with a straw and a bottle of Benadryl.
Still in the Walgreens.
Really? We hadn't even made it out of the
store.
And then I forgot
my debit card in the car. So she had to pay for my, and I'm literally just in the car or in the store and then in the car. And then I was so tired. So like of the course. Next 2 hours, I think my head was like this on the frame. And I'm like, just let me know if we need to go anywhere.
It was
And you made it through it.
We made it through the night. We recovered. I'm sure we had an amazing night singing in the car, acting a fool as we always
do. Enjoyed each other's company.
Oh yeah.
So working together developed into a friendship.
Absolutely.
And we see that a lot within the police department.
Yeah.
And the fire department, the sheriff's office.
That's how it happens.
So you have peripheral duties as well.
Yes.
What are they?
So I guess that would be the crowd management unit that we're trying to talk about. So our crowd management unit responds to unlawful assemblies or protest or First Amendment rallies that have the potential to become a little more aggressive or violent. Thankfully, we get used on standby quite a bit, and we're dressed and we're ready and we have a plan, but fortunately, we don't have to be used very often. We've been used during the summer of 2020. We worked a lot. A lot of times in other jurisdictions to supplement their teams, because our police department has a great relationship with the citizens here, so we never really had any issues in Newport News, except for when we had Trump, when he was up for re-election the first time at the airport, and we got used for sure that night between different activists and Trump supporters.
Now, were you also a member of our tactical operations unit?
I was a long time ago.
Yeah. How long were you a member of that team? And for those who don't know, it's very similar to SWAT.
Yeah,
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I came on the team in 2007, and I came off the end of 2011, shortly after I got promoted to sergeant.
Enjoyed it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Of course. What,
great experience, right?
Yeah, nothing like, you know, getting tased with a bunch of people in green pajamas. It was a great group. It was wonderful. You know, made a lot of good friendships with the guys, but even their wives as well.
Sure.
The tag team threw me a baby shower.
Wow, that's wonderful.
In 2010, before I had my kid, and it was just a great time.
Yeah, and the green pajama reference is the fact that they wear green.
Yes, the green coveralls. We absolutely did. They're super cozy.
Coveralls that you wear. So you enjoyed working together, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know how we did so many years together and never got in trouble. We never got in trouble.
I think that was our sergeants looking out for us when we had Sergeant House and James Taylor. We would sing in the car and have a great time together, and then as soon as we rolled up to the call, it was like business. Straight face, yeah. Business, get out, sure. And handle it. We were part of a crew of undercover women.
We'll just say thanks, Steve.
We were, yeah. Thanks to former Sergeant Pennington, who named us.
Right.
We'll just leave it with that.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about.
But you did do some undercover
work. We did. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. We had a ball doing that stuff.
It was so much fun. It was amazing.
It was the training that was really the highlight of getting to participate in that stuff. Having those guys like Cespedes, the Volmers, those guys taught us.
The old school veterans that we are now them.
I can't know.
But we were just babies back then. I mean, I grew up on this police department. I started at 20 years old.
Right. Literally.
Literally my entire adulthood has been in this agency.
Now, where are you from originally?
I'm from Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, born and raised over that direction.
Went to school there.
Tallwood Lions. Go Lions. went over and got an associate's degree from Tidewater Community College over there, and then did St. Leo.
Great school, St. Leo.
The rest of my bachelor's, yes.
I love St. Leo.
You're an alumni as well, aren't you?
I love St. Leo. Yes, ma'am, yes. I am.
And an adjunct. Weren't you an adjunct?
I served as an adjunct professor as well there for a semester.
Remember that. Really enjoyed that
quite a bit. So I guess with all this busy stuff, when do you find time to decompress, and what do you do on your off-duty time?
Oh, wow. My life is super boring, but I love it. I could literally sit on the couch and watch a movie with somebody and not say a word, and just that quality time and that memory. Quality time is definitely my love language for sure. But no, I have a teenage son who still every once in a while likes to hang out with me. So he keeps me on my toes. I have, he has a half sister who is a little bit older. She's married, her husband's in the Army, and they have two children. So I get to do the FaceTime calls and the visits from Yetta. The oldest is starting kindergarten next month, so she called me on FaceTime and said, "Yetta, you have to see my new backpack," which is bigger than she is, of course, because she's just a little bitty thing. But no, I mean, I just, anytime I can spend time with my family, I have a small circle, and it's just, for me, it's just making memories, whether it's in the woods or hanging out with friends at the Lions Bridge soccer games.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had to come around. The day of taping is the Eastern Championship, so go Lions Bridge.
Lions Bridge is the local soccer team.
Yes.
Great team, by the
Amazing
way.
Amazing team.
Amazing team. We love it.
Yes.
My wife and I go to all of them. We bring our nephew with us, who is probably the greatest fan on planet Earth when it comes
100%
to
100% the best fan ever.
Lions Bridge.
But love watching him.
Yeah, that is a great game. But you have really don't miss a game.
I try not to, no. Yeah. My cousin actually just recently moved up here from Louisiana. So she has, I brought her to a couple games, and now she's, Caitlin, she has now become a fan. She bought her first shirt the other day, and she's like, are you sure we can't go to Vermont for the championship game, which is tonight in Vermont, the day of taping, so.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I don't think so. But there's a couple watch parties we can.
There
we
are
can,
a couple. There watch are a couple
watch parties
on.
Happening tonight. Yes.
That's right. You are correct. So tell us. And Melissa, did you do Tail Wagon Tuesday?
I was one of the first.
You
ones
were one of the first ones.
Tail Wagon Tuesday. Yeah.
And I think I did. I think I went with a rabbit. I think it was a rabbit at first, and then finally I graduated to a dog. So Tail Wagging Tuesday is, I guess, a partnership. Would that be a fair statement that we have with our animal services department, and the police department goes out there, civilians and sworn, and we take some photos with some dogs and some video footage and so forth and so on, in hopes that those animals will be adopted because they're great animals and very successful.
I am 100% a Tail Wagging Tuesday fail.
I think this, well, was it a fail?
No.
It was definitely not a fail.
It wasn't. I think you're the second one. I think we had one. I think Great House.
Great House
has
adopted a dog.
A very similar story, but.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Unfortunately, he has passed. However, he was this amazing 80-pound pit bull named Sebastian. When I was standing in the area waiting for, with Matt, waiting for the people to come out, it's probably 30, 40 yards away. And as soon as the lady walked up with the dog, I was like, I love that dog. Couldn't even see it, had no idea what kind of dog it was, whether it was male or female, didn't care. Right. And he was so skinny, but he was so playful and so sweet. And I went home and I called my dad, and I was like, this dog is amazing, but I'm going to this class for 3 weeks in a couple months. And he's like, I'll stay at your house for 3 weeks. Go get that daggone dog.
Really?
And I went the next day and picked him up, and then went and picked my kid up from school with this random dog in the car. And we were like, what?
That is one. So you here you were participating in a partnership to get this dog adopted, and you ended up adopting the dog.
The next day, yes.
Wow. And absolutely in love with that.
Oh, that was puppy. That was my homeboy, man. Yeah. We cuddled on the couch, and he thought he was sweet. 8 pounds, not 80 pounds.
It's always the big ones that want to be the lap
the
dog.
Walking, and he was just a big old sweet thing.
One of the best things you ever did.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Wow. I miss him for sure.
Yeah. So now, one thing you didn't mention about your time off, you were in the beautiful country of Italy recently.
Yes, sir, I was.
And did you love it?
I had a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you for all the advice and the quotes or the, you know, sayings to get me through the day. I said buonasera quite a few times and ciao and
good
arrivederci and that was about it. I it was my son, me, my father, and his girlfriend. And it was a once-in-a-lifetime trip for sure to make the memories as your parents get older.
Sure.
And with my son, because him and my dad are thick as thieves.
Besties.
So we stayed in Rome, and there was this... This is how goofy I am and how Italian is not definitely a language I'll ever be able to speak. But there's a little, like, pastry shop directly across the road from where we stayed in the Airbnb in Rome. And I was like, oh, I can totally order. I wanted to order a croissant. So I was like, yeah, I'd like a cornetto. And she says, she looks at me and she has no idea what I'm saying. And I'm like, what? It's a cornetto. I know how to say croissant in Italian, which is not at all how you say it. If that's the most American thing I think she probably saw all day. But can you tell me how to properly say it?
Cornetto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cornetto.
Yeah.
Right? Which are delicious, by the way.
Amazing for the little record. Shop. Yeah. The food in Italy is incredible.
Yeah.
We did a cooking class, which was so much fun, and made some ravioli, and then definitely we did the Vatican,
Wow.
Whether you're religious or not, you have to, like, it gives me goosebumps to think about it's just amazing, the artwork, the statues, the tapestries, the map room. It was a fantastic, beautiful, beautiful place.
Were the people very welcoming?
Everybody's fantastic. You can't walk by anybody without them saying hello to you and you saying hello back. And that was one thing that you had told me. You're like, everybody says hi.
Right.
Don't be rude.
Right.
Like, okay, I won't. And so they all made fun of me, but I spoke to everybody I could in the four words I knew. But it was definitely a once in a lifetime trip.
Good for
it was
you.
Absolutely wonderful. I'm
thrilled that you enjoyed it.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Matt, tell us a little bit about the time. How are we doing? Do you have any questions for her by any chance, Jessica?
Well, I know Lieutenant said she really enjoyed her time in the training academy. So I guess I'd like to hear a little bit more, you know, what's that like now that you're kind of getting to see it from another side, being that you're kind of overseeing support services and the recruiting aspect, you know, sort of coming full circle, I guess you could say.
It makes me remember that the training division and the staff there are absolutely incredible. First of all, my recruiting staff is amazing. Hands down, Sergeant Millette, MPO Watkins, Officer Chandler, all the background investigators are incredible at what they do for recruiting, and it's hard right now. All of the local jurisdictions are fighting for the same people, and we are choosing and hiring the best of the best. We still turn down several people, and to see this generation come through that's doesn't necessarily have a lot of, I don't want to say life experience, but they're more college-based versus like military veterans or people with work experience as they get older coming in, and to see them come in just, oh, it'd be great, and then the training staff turns them around and they turn into good police officers is really kind of neat. It's really cool to see the transition, and it makes me remember when I was in the training academy, because we'd get these, you know, these kids is what I always call them, even though some were older and some were younger. Our kids come in on the first day and you're like, what in the world? But once the staff works super hard for them, you know, over 6-7 months and teaches them things, they just come out and they do a really good job.
And sometimes we forget that those kids were us at one time.
We
were those kids.
I try to remind myself, and it's kind of cool to see that the majority of the training staff now are kids that I taught when I was in the academy, which makes me feel super old, but also very, very proud.
Yeah, it's a great experience. And you and I worked in the training academy
together.
We did.
We got ourselves CALEA certified in the training academy for the first time together.
Well, courtesy of you. You worked your tail off.
We worked hard, yes. Yes, we definitely did.
What a team we had in there.
Yeah, we had a great team. I mean, it was wonderful. We were busy.
Yes, the quality of instructors was just unreal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a blessing, no doubt.
Yes.
No doubt. Melissa, shall we move on to the segment that we love so much?
Yeah, let's do it. You want me to go first?
Please, if you will.
Oh, now I'm nervous.
We're putting you on the spot.
This is the hard part, right?
I think so.
The hard part.
Running our mouths is easy.
Yeah, do that all day. All right, rapid fire question. Wait, speaking of rapid fire question and your people over there in recruiting, I got dropped in on yesterday. Me and Lieutenant Peregrine did from
Did you get suckered into the Fast Five?
I got suckered into the Fast Five. I said, now, where have I seen this before?
Really?
It's spreading, everybody. I loved it. But they were so fun. It was so fun.
They are a fun crew. They keep me laughing all day long.
Peregrine got me, and then I got Captain Bradley. So it was turnabout is fair play.
Yeah, Sergeant Millette called out Lieutenant Peregrine on the Fast Five, and clearly it turned into your whole precinct.
It's made its way to Central. I wonder. I don't know who. I think Captain Bradley may have challenged Assistant Chief Grinstead.
I believe it was Assistant Chief Creswell, based on a text message video I got a few minutes ago.
So what? I missed this.
So the fast. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you're going to be able to explain it better.
You know, social media is a huge thing right now in recruiting. Gone are the days of like sitting at career fairs and doing stuff like that. So our crew, along with the PIO's office, tries to jump on any type of trends and Instagram. So right now we are going around and surprising people and saying, hey, you got a minute to answer five questions. So it's like the rapid questions that you guys provide, but it's last minute. And it also allows for, it's another side of almost what this podcast is doing, allowing us to show the other side of our officers. So they'll come up and just ask you a random question and be like, what's your favorite lunch order? Where's your favorite place to go on vacation? If you could do this, any other job for a day, what would it be? And then it gets posted on social media in hopes that it makes people realize that the police are good people and normal people, and this is a calling, and to come on.
Wow, that's wonderful. And I don't want to delay the rapid fire questions, but since you brought it up, the way that we recruit as an agency, it expands not only into the world of the World Wide Web, but we are also doing in person. We still do in-person recruiting. Yes. So because it's a holistic approach, that's where we're getting those candidates
in. Catching everybody.
Yes, right? We do. We are constantly getting new people. They hear from us on social media. We just actually, we're super excited. One of our goals last year for the unit was to get our own recruiting website.
Okay.
And we now do. So join nmpd.com, which will talk about all the jobs that we have in the police department, how to apply, break down and answer any questions. So it's a little bit easier to navigate than just the city website by itself.
Well, congratulations. It is a very, very competitive world, right?
It is.
Especially when it comes to recruiting, because as you stated earlier, we're all trying to get the same folks to our agency.
Yes.
So you have to really stay on top of that.
Yes. And I was just going to say our best recruiters are our own people.
Yes. I think that's wraps it up better than
it
anything.
It does. Our largest percentage of referrals and how they heard about us was through other employees. Other
right. And recently, not too long ago, because I've been retired for a little bit. I was reviewing a candidate package, and the candidate said in their package that they had watched our podcast.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Is that incredible? Yeah, it blew me away. I'm like, holy smokes.
See?
Look at that. All right, let's jump
in. Make sure you keep going. All right, let's get
back on track, right? Let's get back on track. Okay, rapid fire question number one. City life or countryside?
Oh, country all day. A lake in the woods.
Love
this. This girl is just at peace, 100%.
So that's your calm?
That's my calm, yes. I don't want to be too far away from the city. Don't get me wrong. I like my concerts and my grocery stores, but no, the woods by a lake is it for me.
Melissa?
Listen, I just made the trip to Boston.
It's beautiful.
Boston's a good city.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go with city life.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I think that's
fair enough.
Yeah, it's definitely
me,
you.
For me, it's a blend. I mean, it's
just
a
bit
blend.
Of both.
Yeah, I think so. All right, question number two. Laptop, desktop, computer, or iPad?
Desktop.
Now you're showing your age.
I am 100.
Oh, gosh.
I am 100% on board with you.
You guys.
Desktop.
What is happening?
Your
We're
laptop?
Only a year in age difference.
I have a laptop for work, and I have a laptop at home. I've never had a tablet.
It's the iPad for me.
It's the iPad
for me. I need to be able to go. I got to move. As much as I'm
for
running.
For me, it's the feel of the keyboard.
I love a keyboard. A wired keyboard, though.
Oh, I'm a wireless. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I can move it around on my desk without getting tangled. Are you kidding me?
I love
best
a wire.
Ever.
Oh, gosh.
It's consistent and steady. Oh, you know?
We'll never lose that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so ridiculous.
Yes. Yes. Just a tad. All right. I don't know if you're going to be able to answer this one.
Mm.
Favorite soda?
I don't drink soda very much anymore, but recently I would say just a Coke Zero is probably, it gets me enough
classic.
Of that sweetness without my stomach hurting because
yes.
of all the sugar.
All the sugar.
Right.
You know,
no soda.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen you with a soda bottle.
I don't
in your
drink
hand.
Soda. Yeah.
So listen, Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Wegmans.
Yes.
Yeah. Just gotcha.
Yeah.
Poppies.
Yeah, I
you
heard of
those. You gotta try the poppies.
Yeah, I've tried those.
I've heard of them and I've seen them in the store. My wife actually pointed it out to me, I believe, if I remember correctly. What, are they're fruit drinks? Or soda?
Just,
soda.
I think it's an artisan soda. Just try it. Don't ask anybody. Just go get one.
It's hard to describe. It's so unique.
Yeah.
But it's good?
Yeah, it can be.
Okay.
I think they're
fine.
Depends, I think, on what flavor and what you're looking for.
Yeah, if I were to drink anything carbonated, it would be a seltzer water. Like just plain seltzer water. Like in Italy, you know, it's very popular.
Gas water.
Right? Yeah,
and
water,
no called gas.
Yeah.
That's what my dad said the whole time. He's like, we'll have gas.
Yeah.
Water. We'll have
Aqua gas. Aqua gasata. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Question number four. Sneakers, sandals, or flip-flops?
Flip-flops all day, baby.
Yeah?
No shoes. If I could go barefoot, I would, but 100% flip-flops.
Yeah. I'm a sneaker person. How about you?
She's a sneakerhead, too.
I'm a sneakerhead. I love tennis shoes.
Yeah, I love my Hokas.
Just sent me a picture of a shirt that he wants that says, I promise it's the last pair. It's like, yeah, right. So I think he's kind of inherited.
As his feet keep growing. Yeah. I'll be like, well, I had to get another pair because my feet grew.
Dude.
Because he's grown now.
Size 15. His cleats are size men's 50. I don't
incredible.
Know what I'm going to do in life.
I had a little sweet Liam baby when he was born. I remember his thing one and thing two first birthday party.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit ago.
He was a... He was a little handsome.
The love of
devil.
Your life.
Oh, yeah.
That, the love of your life. Just, that's my
I
children.
I just had to make him. I just yep. had to make him, apparently.
Yep. Had to. Had to boy.
Definitely not little anymore.
No.
My goodness.
All right. For number five, Melissa, where
am
there.
I doing? Okay, I'll do the last one. If you wrote a book about your life, what would you title it?
Oh, that's a really
wow.
That's deep.
That is deep. Matt, where'd you pull that?
I don't know where Matt got that one from, but
thanks, Matt. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Oh man, that is really, really hard. Mm-hmm. I feel like the word chronicles somehow need to be in there because I feel like that's like
stages.
It's
it
yeah,
comes
it's
in stages.
Yeah,
right?
Like I don't know. I always say everything is awesome, so maybe like the Chronicles of Awesomeness,
oh, wow.
or something of that nature. It would be all over the place. It would be a roller coaster of a book, that's for sure.
Mm. Right.
Good stuff, bad stuff, in between stuff. But you know, it's who I am in my life. So yeah, I like that. We'll go with the Chronicles of Awesomeness.
Yeah,
Chronicles
I think so.
Of Awesomeness.
I'd buy that book.
Hair flip.
I'd buy that book. I don't know what I would call. I don't know what.
That's
what
a really hard. Now I'm going to think about it like nonstop till I come up with something good. Yeah. We'll have to Matt. You'll have to do an edit at the bottom of the screen when this airs and be like her new book title is
like the old 80s movies. She in fact did not name it Chronicles of
right.
Awesomeness.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She named it.
Yeah.
Wow.
My pseudonym would be Jessica Cans, though.
Jessica Can.
Jessica
Can. Jessica Can. There you go. Who'd have thought, though, honestly, years and years ago that we would be sitting here
this
today?
This is incredible.
It's an incredible journey, right?
Yes. I could not have called this.
Yeah. That's the beauty of, I guess, our department. And I keep bringing it up, but it's just true. We can do so many different things mm-hmm. in this agency.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we're really only limited by our desire.
Yes. Yeah. The pendulum swings here just like it does everywhere else. But like I said, my entire adult life essentially has been here and I didn't necessarily know I was going to stay a long time. I was just kind of winging it at the time, but I in the blink of an eye, I'm at 23 years and sitting here with you guys and we're lieutenants and you're a retired captain and listening to the stories that you've told me from the past. I'm like, how is he gone? He just got here. We all just got here.
Right. Yeah. And I will tell you, my 35 years, all of it was a blessing. I've met some incredible people to include you two ladies and commanders. And it's just been an amazing role. It's just been an amazing ride, really. People that took the time to invest in me. And I think I said this during my retirement ceremony, I would have never achieved any of the successes that I had. And I don't say that in an arrogant way. I just say accomplishments that I mm-hmm. was blessed enough to have without the support and the push of not only the people in the agency who saw something in me I didn't see in myself, but of course my family.
Right.
And our work is a group effort. There's no, we could never do it by ourselves.
No.
And I think the fact that you started out in dispatch as a 911 dispatcher, and God bless them for the work they do. They're amazing people, right? We know that.
They are incredible. I love my ladies and men down there.
Incredible folks. And then transitioned into law enforcement, sworn side, if you will, has given you a perspective that others do not have.
Yes.
And appreciation also.
Yes.
So, yeah. Thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Really,
and I'm honored
you,
that you chose my podcast to talk about your retirement.
I appreciate it.
It's incredible. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you very much. And
and jealous.
It's been a joy.
So jealous. So jealous.
So we're on many platforms, Melissa.
We're everywhere. But I just want to say from myself, and I'm sure Jess would mirror the sentiment, it's folks like you that have gotten us where we are.
100%.
And we wholeheartedly appreciate everything that you've done for us.
Thank you.
As you were one of the chargers and, you know, making sure that the information that you had got out to everybody else.
I really appreciate that.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I'll say it. Join us on any of the platforms before I get emotional. Join us on any of the platforms. We're pretty much everywhere. And we will continue to move forward, right, Melissa?
We will, because you're not going anywhere. You're still a part of the family.
Would you like to do the honors and tell everybody cheers?
I don't know, maybe just do it.
Sounds great to me.
Since she went to Italy.
Ciao. Cheers.
Bye, everyone.
See you next time.
Ciao.
Unit 38, this is 1, attack 36. Copy,